I'll just quickly sketch out, that was the David Andersons. David and Charlotte created those seven children I mentioned. They grew up on the farmhouse, in the farmhouse. And as I said, David took over the market, then it was real estate for other business, and then his son David runs, it's called Main Streets, and I think a number of his sisters help out there as well, so it's always a treat to go down and see them there. But meanwhile, my father, Bill, my mother Mary, they had four kids, Ken, Bill, and my sister Libby. We lived right around the corner from this center of Concord on Hubbard Street. And it was a big jumbo duplex, sort of a Victorian duplex. And on the other side of the house lived our cousins, my aunt Pauline, who was the oldest of Esther's three children, and her husband Stanley, and they had five children, Barbara, Stanley, Scotty, Lucy, and Maureen. So under this one roof, two different sides, the brother and sister lived with all these cousins. Just by the way, Maureen, the youngest of the other family, is also a fabulous font of information about Esther. I mean, everybody has strong remembrances of Esther, but I think Maureen and my brother Bill probably have the most specific and deep knowledge. But so I'll just mention briefly, and then you can help me get back to the main thread. My father went to UMass, which was an agricultural school back then. I believe he had a hope of studying medicine, but as with many people during that time, the war interrupted and he went off. And he was trained as a pilot by the Marines. And when he came back, he started up a business with one of his buddies, and they took aerial photographs of Concord and the surrounding towns. And this is another one of those marriages of duality that somebody, my father, who's so earthbound, he as well is so connected to the land, and his personality is very steady and grounded, that he should find such joy in flying. So he kind of combined those and took aerial photographs, and the wives would go knock on the doors and say, here's a picture of your house from the sky, would you like to buy it? So they started the business that way, and it was very successful. And my father, then opened a studio up above Anderson Market, and it evolved from the aerial photographs to portraiture, weddings, full service photographer. Ultimately, he moved down to Walden Street and had a storefront as well, which was Anderson Photo. So we had a wonderful monopoly on the town between Anderson Photo and Anderson Market. So, in essence, over the course of his career, between the things that he photographed and just the candids he took out of the window from either spot on Main Street or Walden Street, he, again, I use this word, but it's the appropriate one, chronicled a special place, special time over the second half of the 20th century. So you go from fabulous picture from his studio that shows 1940-ish model black car going through the intersections to just wonderful pictures from the 70s with the colorful finned cars and all that the 70s had. So in just dot dot dot, my brother Bill ended up, he worked with my father and ran the store for a while, and then I did, and then my other brother Ken and his wife Linda ran it as well, until it was sold a few years ago. So, and
the store being
Anderson Photo, yeah. And my sister as well, Libby, had worked there. So it really, we all had our hand in it, and it's family experience that is essentially connected with the heart of the town just by physically being down in the center, but then this reflective body of photographs from our immediate family stretching back to my grandmother's, and it's a wonderful and an overwhelming thing, but it embraces Concord. It embraces Concord, the center, the outskirts. So, and again, I have to just say, Leslie at the Special Collections to keep an eye on this and to welcome some of the memorabilia, the documents, the photographs, helps keep it on, which is a great thing.
Wow.
Go
on. Were you about to say something?
Oh, just one last thing. The Wilsons, my aunt Pauline, you asked about characters before, and she was just a fabulous character. She was the oldest of the three kids, and then she raised her family right next to us. But she got connected, I'm not sure how it went, but maybe initially as a crossing guard for school, but then she did more jobs for the police department, and in the end she became Concord's meter maid. So she as well spent her days down in the center of Concord handing out tickets, and she just was such a wonderful person. She was just doing her job, giving tickets, and people would rant and rave, and she, not in a mean way, but just, I'm just doing my job for the town.
You were sort
right
of
out
short.
The tickets. So people probably either loved or hated her. She was voted Municipal Employee of the Year for Massachusetts once, and the town decorated all the meters with yellow balloons, and there was a parade for Aunt Pauline. So, just part of the picture.
Wow. What a great testimony.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, as you think back, you're in such an amazing seat to kind of look at changes in the social scene. Is there any sort of conclusion you draw there to sort of wrap up with?
I tremble to step into that, and I know I mean, the whole culture everywhere, as we all know, a big percent of it has really changed, and the pace is just mind-boggling. And, you know, I think people might comment on Concord with the, you know, real estate skyrocketing. And I think it's too easy to make generalizations. And also, I think for me, I choose to focus on what is good. And there is so much good, it tends to be quieter, tends to be slower, less noticeable, but it is there. And I know that Concord has been fervent about protecting protecting open space. And I guess that's how I would maybe answer the question, that I would just champion those who champion the best of the past, but also embrace and are open to the best of what comes down the pike so fast now. So it's all a balancing act of stitching the past and the present and the future. And I forget whether I said this, but as I go through these albums that my grandmother put together, I think of what she accomplished in just putting the albums together, the processing. And I know that's a weak thing for me. It's easy enough to snap pictures, but to say, all right, how do I put this together? And I think that what she did and what is so beautifully written in these memoirs by my great aunt, they didn't lose themselves in TV or lose themselves in maybe things that weren't directly related to life. They just, you know, of an evening you'd sit around and you'd do things together, you'd work putting the albums together, and you get ready for the next day. I feel, and all the more so I'm feeling lucky to have this, and I'm just trying to find the balance of not being overwhelmed and lost in all of that, and as I create my life, and not to leave it off about me, but this is the gift that has been given me as I interpret my life.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Wonderful.